What are you making? What is the number one goal of the Great Commission? Is it to win lots of people to Christ? Is it to feed the hungry? Is it to build big crowds or have a wonderful Christian concert? Is it to build big buildings and have a million followers? Is it to create a cure for COVID-19 or care for an elderly grandma? The answer is no, 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 and no. No. These are not the number one goals of the mission from God. What do you think the number one goal of the Great Commission is? Let's go back to the foundational Bible verse that set this whole mission into action. Matthew 28:18 says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.'" What does this commandment mean to you? Notice that God is not suggesting we disciple nations. He's commanding us to do it. That sounds so overwhelming if you're just trying to make a living, care for your children, run a business, or be happy. Would you agree that the number one goal of the Great Commission is to make disciples of all nations? Yes? Great. So do I. Now we can ask the next logical question. How can a normal person like me or you make disciples of all nations? Hey, listen, you can't do it alone, but you can do it as a part of a team. God has a special assignment for you. Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who've been called according to his purpose." I played several team sports as a youngster. Each team and sport had a distinct set of rules, but a common thread tied them together. Every player must find his or her position and assignment. The Great Commission requires us to find our positions, to play for the team, and fulfill our assignments. Listen, would you commit to finding your position and assignment? Will you commit to being part of the greatest commission of all time? If your answer is yes, then you truly become a miracle. And I'm Paul Marc Goulet.